Chapter 28, Diamonds of a Princess.
The ocean's surface glittered in the morning sun like diamonds in the necklace of a princess. But the water was getting neither shallower nor deeper. It remained eternally 2 feet deep. The lawyer's hips ached from his constant struggle against it, and he wished with all his heart that he could lie down. But the water was still too deep. As the sun rose into the sky, the water's pretty glitter became a hard glare. No sleep and too much sunlight caused the lawyer's eyes to swell. They were now nearly closed. By late afternoon, he couldn't see at all. Blindly following the sounds of faith and intuition, as they took turns leading the way north, the lawyer held Hope close to his chest. She was never allowed to lead. No one quite trusted her sense of direction. When the lawyer could no longer feel the warmth of the sun on his skin, he knew that night had fallen. His sun-glared eyes were feeling better, but his paper throat was crackling with thirst. After midnight, the water seemed to be getting shallower. The lawyer had been in the sea for nearly 40 hours when he suddenly realized that he was on dry land. He stopped walking. Gently, he set the beagles on the earth. He opened his exhausted eyes and was overjoyed to find that his sight had returned. Ahead of him, a multicolored aurora of light seemed to rise out of the ground, and the lawyer was drawn magnetically towards it. He looked up and saw that Polaris was directly overhead.